Yeah, Coach, obviously Kansas City was a tough one, and you weren't happy after the game, and obviously the players aren't either.
Well, nobody should be. I mean, I'm still pissed. I mean, it's a week of – I mean, you try and get over it, 24 hours, all that, but bottom line is this one kind of carried on a little bit. It stays with you, you know. But bottom line is we've got Sunday night coming up. We're going to get on to that and get ready to take on these Cowboys.
You know, when you think about the Kansas City game, the one thing in that game is that your defense played well in this game and kept you in this game. And the one thing that we're seeing a lot more is a pass rush, getting to the quarterback with four or blitzing.
Yeah, we're doing a better job for sure defensively. You know, we held Alex to, I believe, a season low 71 quarterback rating. That's something we work on. Got the four sacks. Kept the point total down. Now, they're still, we look at things there and we're like, hey, we've got to do these things better. You know, we had a couple 50-50 balls that they got on us where we've got to make a play. But it's been a little better. It's been a little better for sure. The sack totals are up, and we're getting the ball back more regularly for our offense.
And what have you seen the difference in Bruce Irvin?
Yeah, I mean, Bruce, you know, he's come alive. I mean, and part of it is us bringing him probably a little bit more. I think John has done some things in terms of simplifying. He talks about wanting to do simple better, and I think our guys are doing that.
What is the key to getting over a loss like this in Kansas City? Because now you're in prime time, and the Dallas Cowboys are coming to town, which is always going to be a rowdy crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a kind of a pissed-off week, okay? The week's coming to an end, and now it's time to go play again. So it'd be great to be home. Be always great in front of our home fans. Sunday night stage. The next 2 weeks, I talked to the guys, but I said, hey, let's no matter what happens, let's go out and play Raider football on national TV the next 2 weeks. Give our fans something. Who knows what's going to happen at the end of the year, but let's go play Raider football for the last 2 weeks here that we're going to be on national TV.
And your passion, not only as a coach but as a player, a lot of it comes from when you were a Dallas Cowboy and you played for one of the great ones, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, Jimmy, I give Jimmy Johnson a lot of credit. He reignited that passion. I mean, I came out of USC, it's fight every day. And I basically kind of lost that a little bit along the way early in my career. Well, Jimmy Johnson reignited that, and that thing's been burning bright ever since. So that's since 1989 when I got with Jimmy, so however long that's been.
And Derek Carr, you've said to Derek, and he talked about it a few days ago, about letting it rip. He needs to just let it rip, let it go.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's our trigger man. We've won a lot of games together. You know, I said this week, we've won 25 of the last 45, so you know, we're a winning combination, right? We're going to win a lot more, but we need him to play well. And you know, last week was not, I don't think, indicative of who he is as a quarterback. So give us the real Derek Carr this week. We need you.
And the Dallas Cowboys have won their last two games, and they've done that with a lot of big plays.
Yeah, they have. They've made, I mean, last week against the Giants, it's 10-10 late in the game, and boom, they make two big plays that pop. You know, the Giants were ultra aggressive. They were in zero stuff, and they got burned by it.
DeMarcus Lawrence is having a really big year for them. How do you stop him from getting to Derek?
Yeah, well, he started out on fire, and then he's slowed down lately. I think he's got one or two sacks over the last six or seven games, so he's slowed down a little bit. But he is a good edge rusher. I mean, how you do the same things that people do to our guys. You know, you got to chip them some. You got to give them protection, a little bit of help. And then our tackles have to play well.
I know you're not happy, but the bottom line is you're still in this thing.
Well, I'm not even worried about being in it. I want this game. You know, I want effort right now. I want to see the fire and the commitment. The one thing that I came back here for, back home where I'm from, Raider fan, is to give it everything I have, put my heart and soul into this thing, be passionate. And, look, you go out there and there's no regret. You put your head on your pillow, there's no regret, okay? That's, to me, I want that kind of effort. Everything else, we'll have to handle that.
Well, it's going to be a good one. Sunday Night Football, Raiders and the Cowboys. Good luck to you, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.